producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages correlate, work with one another. Both those pages are second to none, by the way. Check them out. Tell us what your thoughts are. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, BradleyDean1. Facebook accounts are BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E. And you can also check out Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. Now, folks, I don't know what's going on out there, but over the last couple of days, for those that have been listening, we've been out in Texas. We just got back yesterday, and we did a bunch of events out there. And I got home, and I had about 200 Facebook friend requests. And I'm sorry to say that I'm out of room over there. So if you'd like to jump over to Bradley Dean on Facebook, you can go ahead and surely like that. We post to all the pages at the same time, so you know, and you are in the know at all times. And so again, do forgive me for that, friends. But again, if you want to check out and you want to be a part of what's going on here, go to Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Media, or Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can always know what's going on as far as what's going on over here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I also wanted to let you know, too, if you wanted to be a part of the radio show today, you can be. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Before we get rocking here, I'm going to share with you today what should we be nice about it today? Yeah, I think we might be. The revisionists, who are they? Well, we know that they're the atheists. We know that they're the radical homosexuals. We know that they're the wacko environmentalists. We know who these people are. They're reprobate, and they have no sense of judgment. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you into the colleges, and I'm going to actually bring you through what they're teaching young people in public school called evolution. And I'm going to show you their evidence. And I'm also going to show you, well, you know what? I better just slow my roll right there. I'll stop right there. But that's what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes. This is who is attempting to revise your history. They're attempting to tear down everything that's good about us and Christ-like about us in this country because they want to recreate it in their own image. Okay, nothing new under the sun, but we're going to bring you to the colleges and what they're teaching in public colleges as well as public schools. And people need to, for the most part, understand that whenever evolution comes in, you know someone's at work to become a tyrant or a dictator. Indeed, because the evolution and the evolutionary theory, which has been taught to young people across this country, for those that didn't know, it used to be illegal in this country. But I want you to also understand that the reason that they're doing is that is because they're trying to give power over to the state. And we've seen this go on in this country over the last, 50 and 60 years. Forgive me if I'm wrong, folks, but I'm pretty sure it's 50 and 60 years in this country they have been teaching the dangerous theory. And theory it is, folks, of evolution. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Wanted to let you know how to recognize great leaders. We'll probably end up talking a little bit about that tomorrow because it's great stuff, folks. It is. We know that real leaders are not there to protect their reputations. They know that their reputations belong to God because we see in Philippians 2 that Jesus made himself of no reputation. We also understand that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And there's a whole lot of folks in this country that want to protect their reputations. And there's a certain degree of that which is righteous. But folks, again, if we're doing the right thing, you're going to get in trouble. And you're getting in trouble for the right things. And I want to say this too, adding on to what William Booth said, founder of the Salvation Army, said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we're troubling the present because we want to change the future for the right reasons. So therefore, we're going to do the right things. And if we do the right things, we can't come up with wrong results, right? So that's what we're working on. Maybe talking about that tomorrow, how to recognize the greatest leaders. Folks, again, keep in mind, real leaders are not there to lead up consensus. They are there to mold the consensus. And oh, if America would get back to leadership again. And we need to identify real leaders. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, this is crazy. Tim Brown, Sons of Liberty Media senior editor, just posted what happens when young boys and girls respond to social media requests to meet others. These kids get a reality check. Folks, if you haven't taken the time to watch these videos, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It shows some young people that are actually going onto Facebook and other social outlets, getting to know someone in a short amount of time. As a matter of fact, one young man even took time after 24 hours of knowing an individual that he never met on Facebook, actually went over to this individual's house. And what they did, friends, is they actually had the mother there because they set the kid up. And really what comes down, folks, it almost gets you to the point when you're watching this, it gets you to the point where you almost crying watching them because kids today are just out of hand. There's a disconnect going on between the parents, folks. And it's interesting, each one of these videos, the parents said, nope, they won't open the door. Nope, they won't go to the van. Nope, they won't meet you at the park. But folks, guess what? Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. What happens when young boys and girls respond to social media requests to meet others? It is just crazy stuff. Folks need to start to think as to what's going on in this country. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why is the FBI merging criminal and civil fingerprints? Here, let me say that again. Why is the FBI merging criminal and civil fingerprints into a single database? Folks, they're merging. This is nothing new under the sun again. We see this under any other dictatorship, folks. This is what they do. They bring the bureaucracies together to put it under one umbrella to give authority to one individual, and that's dangerous for everybody. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, another Muslim pilgrimage near Mecca results in a stampede. 700 people died in a stampede in a Muslim pilgrim city near Mecca. Oh, those peaceful people, I'll tell you, they just know how to do it right. By the way, another 800 people were injured. 700 were stampeded to death, and another 800 were actually injured. Check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Trump versus Boehner, a slugfest for the soul of a nation. sonsoflibertymedia.com. U.S. Marine rips down street ad of sodomites put up in front of the faces of our young people. And folks, again, we just posted this. Pansies in the church. Pansies in the church, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and a Muslim woman yelling at the camera crew saying, we're going to be the majority soon. Furious Muslim parents taunt New Jersey school board over EID. So what's happening in your country? We'll get to it right after this.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, it is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. A couple more things I thought worthy of highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Obama promises to veto a bill that would make killing newborn babies a crime. I'll say that again. Obama promises to veto a bill that would make killing newborn babies a crime. Folks, I want again remind you, the President of the United States is not above the law. He is only doing what folks are allowing him to get away with. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the rule of law, because once we get back to the rule of law, we're not going to have any issues with a criminal that would mean to veto a bill in which would make killing newborn babies a crime. This is incredible. This is incredibly, it's to a degree of stupidity on the behalf of the American people to tolerate this, where it's just unthinkable. It's unthinkable, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that we got a brand new article up by our friend Alfonso Rachel. Iranian nuclear deal is a blow to world peace. Of course it is. It's interesting, folks, how many secular people in the press actually went after the Pope's visit and actually called him out for his hypocrisies during the time that he's here in America. He sure did hit off on a lot of talking points concerning world leaders, didn't he, friends? Just like I was talking about yesterday. Again, nothing new under the sun. Also wanted to let you know, friends, that John Boehner resigning, you better bet your bottom dollar there's a lot more behind him than meets the eye. Isn't it interesting? You know, when I was in Texas, we took the time before we came home to go to Dealey Plaza. That's where John F. Kennedy was shot down like a dog for the world to see, said the CIA director. Because they wanted to send the message that they could get anybody they wanted to get. I didn't say it. He said it. Well, when we were there, I noticed there was a whole group of people around a guy that was exposing the conspiracy, because a conspiracy it was and a conspiracy it is. And there's a whole group of people around this individual right in front of the grassy knoll where over 200 people said they saw the shooter from the front. Not the back narrative. By the way, 80% of the American people believe that there was a conspiracy around the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And we've been watching details, and folks, this is ever since I was a little kid, this has always bothered me, the JFK assassination. It always has. And my little boys were watching some of this evidence, and I kept having to explain to them that what they're telling you happened on the sixth floor of the book depository is a figment of their imagination, and they know it. I said everybody they put on that Warren Commission hated John F. Kennedy with a passion. Matter of fact, some of them were even fired by him. But interestingly enough, when Lyndon B. Johnson took office, he reversed Kennedy's orders the very first day. While we were downstairs, someone said, hey, wasn't it this and wasn't it that and wasn't it this? And I said, just here, this is how you always identify who's guilty is H.E. double hockey sticks when it comes to a conspiracy. Who gained from the assassination more than Lyndon B. Johnson? Who gained from JFK's assassination? I mean, we've even had CIA whistleblowers come forward and tell us it was Johnson. Lady Bird Johnson, President Johnson's wife, even came forward, and she had prior information because he opened his big mouth in front of everybody talking about how that SOB will never embarrass me again. 2 weeks later, he shot down like a dog in the street. As a matter of fact, even his mistress, Lyndon Baines Johnson's mistress, came forward to tell the American people that he was responsible for it. And just to take it another step, it's interesting to note how Richard Nixon laughed about it, making jokes about how Johnson actually had JFK killed. I mean, folks, I could go down the line as to what took place there, but what my point is, friends, I could sit there and I could give you factual information around any given scenario. But isn't it interesting when I give you the truth? Truth seems to be stranger than fiction. But if I lie to you, there's no problem for you to actually receive that message. But when I tell you the truth, people think there's something wrong. Truth is stranger than fiction to those that don't know the Christ. Let me put it that way. One more point about the JFK assassination. Lyndon B. Johnson's attorney even came forward and told the American people that he was responsible for the assassination. But people are still trying to figure out the connection between JFK and Lee Harvey Oswald. And if you look at what they try to see, folks, what they do is they want you to look at something and say, believe what we're telling you and don't believe those people over there. We know that there was 200 people that ran to the front of the grassy knoll because they all seen the shooter in the front. We also know 400 people mysteriously died around the JFK assassination. But people are still set on the fact that, you know what, we want you to believe what we're telling you. We want you to believe what we're telling you. It reminds me of RFK and Robert F. Kennedy when he was assassinated by Sirhan. Sirhan, all eyewitnesses, if you've never taken the time to actually watch the videos, you'll actually hear FBI agents tell people, that's not what you've seen, that's not what you've seen, this is what you've seen. You didn't see this, you've seen that. This isn't what you've seen, no, that's what I've seen, no, that's not what you've seen. In a demanding manner. A lot of weird stuff around that whole situation, too. Like, for example, Sirhan Sirhan had a six shooter in his hand, but mysteriously there was 12 bullet holes in that kitchen where Sirhan Sirhan shot him down. Folks, conspiracy always happens within. My point is not that. My point is, I can tell you the truth, but truth is stranger than fiction to you in many cases. But if I lie to you, people are more apt to believe the lie than they are the truth. Why? Because it's the life that they live. It's the life that they lead. I had to tell my young boys yesterday, I said, this president has violated the Constitution 1,063 times. That means he has given the American people the finger 1,063 times. I said, he could get caught in the act because he's been caught in the act over and over and over again, and the American people would still believe the liar in chief, regardless of the facts. Isn't it crazy how that works? But it's true. Because if it wasn't, then why is he still in leading this country, attempting to lead this country to hell? Making way for foreigners to dominate the American people. Gun running. Supporting your sworn enemies. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on. Why is truth stranger than fiction to people? That's what I don't understand. What bothers me is being lied to, not when somebody tells me the truth. When somebody tells me the truth, I'm thankful because I know truth makes men free. The lie doesn't. You know, yesterday I brought up on the radio program when I was doing those events in Texas, I found myself talking to people, asking the question to these groups of people that I was talking about, what would you think of me if I started off this program tonight by calling you stupid? Hey, stupid. Hey, stupid. And I talked to one kid, he was a football player, he was about a head shorter than me, he was a big kid though. And I said, what would you do if I kept calling you stupid? He said, we would fight. I said, why is it that the American people keep turning on their televisions and their radios to listen to the same people that are responsible, that have been busted lying over and over and over again to them, but yet for some reason they believe there's some sort of security found in the lies that they tell? That's sick. Truth is stranger than fiction, folks, to some people. You know, even going over to the Martin Luther King assassination, by the way, I sat with Andrew Young for 3 hours. I sat with Sam Kyle for a couple hours. Sam Kyle was the one right next to John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King when he was shot down. And I also talked to Roger Wilkins, who was the head of the DOJ. Talking about the assassination, you know what, friends? Not a one of them believed that James Earl Ray was responsible for the assassination. But see, James Earl Ray was told the people, he was told to tell the people that he was responsible for it. And before the end of his death, guess what, folks? He fessed up to the fact that he was forced to say it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about conspiracy, because I was talking about how truth is stranger than fiction to people. And when you tell them the truth, they don't know how to respond to it. They believe the lie more than they believe the truth, and I want to tell you why, because they hold the truth in unrighteousness. That's why. I was just talking about Martin Luther King Jr., James Earl Ray. Just off on a little bunny trail here. We were told James Earl Ray shot him. Well, James Earl Ray, if you remember right, folks, if you look at the whole conspiracy, the whole thing was a setup from start to finish. And interestingly enough, when you look at James Earl Ray, he denied the fact that he was the one that shot JFK. Remember the bag of weapons were out in front of the hotel room, right? He was such a good assassin that he took the bag of everything that he would be guilty of using. He took that bag and he dropped it right at the front door on the street, friends. Conveniently. But going back to MLK Jr., friends, when he was shot, nobody believes that James Earl Ray shot him, except the public at large. See, they forgot about J. Edgar Hoover, who had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King, who put the smear campaign out on Martin Luther King Jr. And interestingly enough, the MLK family has successfully sued the folks that were responsible for it. But see, folks, we're told the truth, but we don't want the truth. We'd rather talk about theory than we would fact. And that's a sad place to be in this country. Now, just to prove, me and my son were going back and forth, bantering back and forth. Folks, let me ask you a question. Who's the one that shot JFK? Every year they keep attempting to reinforce and prop up the lie that Oswald killed Kennedy. And again, keep in mind, 80% of the people believe there's a conspiracy around it. But there's the state-controlled media to tell you it was a theory. Conspiracies always happen within, friends, because that's the way that you can control the conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. Who's the one that killed JFK? Well, most people say Lee Harvey Oswald. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is. Who's the one that killed RFK, Robert Kennedy? Well, Sirhan. Well, who told you that? The state-controlled media. That's the narrative. Okay, cool. Who actually killed Martin Luther King? Well, James Earl Ray. Yep, who told you that? Exactly. Folks, let me ask you a question. Who killed President McKinley?
It says Lee.
Just wait a second. Who killed President McKinley? I don't know. No, you don't know because it was a real assassination. It was a real assassination without any theory attached to it. And you don't know who they are is because the state-controlled media didn't care. Because he really did the assassination on his own. What was his name, Sam?
Leon Czolgosz or something.
Okay. Okay, cool. Now, friends, I got another question for you. See, it wasn't important for the state-controlled media to throw that and inundate you with the lies to believe their theory. So most people couldn't tell me who McKinley's assassin is. What about Garfield's assassination? Who was his assassin? What was his name, Sam?
Charles J. Guiteau.
Okay, so most people wouldn't know about Mr. Guiteau. Why? Because the state-controlled media didn't care because it was a real assassination. And I'm talking about in the sense of it was a lone wolf. See, but when it comes to Lee Harvey Oswald, James Earl Ray, or Sirhan, it tells you who did the crime. Because they're attempting to cover it up at every step. Conspiracies always happen within, friends. They said of John F. Kennedy, R.F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King Jr., they said that during the 60s, they were the three lights that were conveniently snuffed out. My boys asked me the other day, what would have happened if they'd have lived? I told them, I guarantee you would live in a different world right now. Abortion would have never happened. No such thing as homosexual rights, which there still isn't. Education would have still been grounded in American history, and science would have been accurate. But see, you got to get rid of the good guys if you want evil men to prevail. And we all know evil prevails because good men do nothing. So who's at guilt here? The good men are, for allowing it. Folks, it's better to be divided by the truth than be united in error. It's better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals than falsehood that comforts and then kills. Let me tell you something, friends. It's not love and it's not friendship if we fail to declare the whole counsel of God in everything that we do, in every step that we take. It's better to be hated for telling the truth than to be loved for telling a lie. It is impossible to find anyone in the Bible who has a power for God who did not have enemies and was not hated. It's better to stand alone with the truth than to be wrong with the multitude. It's better to ultimately succeed with the truth than to temporarily succeed with a lie. There's only one gospel, and Paul said, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Yep. Folks, these people that do the things that I throw the anointing on to break the yoke of bondage, either for a blessing or for a curse, that's up to them. Have you ever taken the time to believe or to search out the premise in which they believe and their belief system is based upon? I mean, because if these men, and folks, you can put a broad stroke all the way across the boards, state-controlled media, corrupt government, corrupt church, whatever the case might be. If they really feared the Lord because they loved the Lord, not a diabolical fear, but a filial fear, do you think that they would actually continue on in their evil wicked ways. Because the Bible says those that fear the Lord, they depart from wickedness. No, we're talking about corrupt men. We're talking about wicked men. A lot of these people believed in the theory of evolution where they believe that everything is permissible. Well, and they act accordingly, don't they? For example, if you go back to what they're teaching in schools, in class, how they're being indoctrinated by their science teacher, which, by the way, it's an oxymoron within itself, friends. A science teacher needs to understand that science is the study of creation. And what he wants to do is try to blind generations that there was a creator to actually create that which now exists. As if to say that a building doesn't have a builder and a painter, or I'm sorry, a painting doesn't have a painter. As if to say, friends, that creation doesn't have a creature. I'm sorry, creation doesn't have a creator. It's been one of those days, hasn't it? Folks, this is what they're teaching kids in public schools, and this is what they believe. Heidelberg man, built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. Well, good for them. Nebraska man, scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Boy, these guys are smart. This is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe everything they say, folks. They want you to just close your eyes to what's right in front of your face. Piltdown man, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. Peking man, 500,000 years old. 500,000 years old, friends. Isn't it interesting? They can't tell you what happened yesterday accurately, and they definitely can't forecast the weather properly, can they, or accurately. But 500,000 years ago, these guys are really smart, folks. Very prophetic. Peking man, over 500,000 years old. Well, the Bible says that we're only 6,000 years old. But interestingly enough and conveniently, all evidence has disappeared. Neanderthal man. At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, Dr. A.J. E. Cave said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. Sure. Keeps going back to what? Creation. And folks, notice how the truth crushed to the earth always rises again. Cro-Magnon man, one of the earliest and best established fossils, is at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference? Here's modern man for you. This genius thinks that we came from a monkey. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Folks, they're shameless fools. Shameless fools. Shameless fools. You know, and those that teach you the theory of evolution, why don't you ask those that taught you the theory of evolution to prove the point by actually producing evidence? Guess what they can't do, friends? Produce any evidence. Remember what I told you earlier? Truth is stranger than... It's strange to people, truth is. And I don't get it for the life of me. People would rather believe this, which is nothing more than idolatry, nothing new under the sun. Yet common sense, which needs to come into play here, and do keep in mind Jesus had the model of heaven as a child. These are the people that are trying to get you to believe everything that they say. And you can better bet your bottom dollar it strings through every one of them that doesn't know how to tell the truth. And I want to tell you why they don't know how to tell the truth. Because there's no truth in them, that's why. Huh. Well, it's interesting because when I look at science and how science confirms the Bible, and how science now and science then contradict one another, it's interesting how it always goes back to the Bible to reaffirm that the Bible was always right. Wouldn't we do ourselves a favor, friends, by just simply putting our feet on the Bible and just saying, Lord, you're right, we're wrong? I think so. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Talking about scientists, and interestingly enough, science is the study of creation. And it's interesting, these scientists want to deny the creator that created what they study. And there's people out there, really, Stephanie, that actually believe this garbage.
I know, it's ridiculous.
It is. And this is, by the way, what dictators teach their people through the educational scheme so they can become, guess who? God, the demigod.
Right.
And so America needs to wake up to that. But interestingly enough, when you look at science, it confirms the Bible every step of the way. Of course it does, because it's like me putting my fingerprint down on a table and someone goes over and actually pulls a little dust down there and sees my fingerprint on it. Of course, because I just put my finger there. It's the same thing with science and their findings are. It always comes back to just that. Well, that's the fingerprint of God on everything that you're actually studying out right now. Matter of fact, the Bible, Isaiah 40:22, says the earth is a sphere. Science now says the earth is a sphere. Did you know that science used to teach people that the earth was a flat disk?
Yes.
Okay, incalculable number of stars, Jeremiah 33:22, the Bible says, incalculable number of stars.
Okay, I got to say something about that.
Science now, science then, used to teach people that there was only 1,100 stars.
Okay, so that hard word to say, incalculable number of stars.
Yes.
We were just at the Discovery Center Creation Museum in Texas, where Bradley had his first event, speaking at their church there, and she showed us a very It was kind of like a canister, like a tube where you could see through. It was a clear tube. And she said, well, this on top, this is just like salt, I think she said. And this is like sand, like sea sand. She put all these millions and millions of, you know, these different things in this tube.
Granules.
The granules, right, right. Yes. So she asked, she said, well, if there's how many people of us here, you know, six, seven of us. If we spent all afternoon, do you think we'd be able to count, you know, all these little, you know, granules of salt and sand? And we're like, well, no, of course not. And she was talking about how the stars are more than all the sand on all the beaches in the entire world. So when you put it into that perspective.
But see, scientists, what they try to do is they attempt to take praise unto themselves that belongs to God. And what they want to do is they want to deter people away from God and actually capture the attention for themselves.
That's right. All they're doing is confirming what God said all along, and then they're trying to take credit for it.
That's
like they
exactly
just came
right
up with something new.
The Bible, free float of earth in space, Job 26:7. That's what the Bible tells us. Free float of earth in space, science now. Science then used to teach earth sat on a large animal. By the way, scientists used to teach people that the earth sat on the backs of four elephants. This is a fact, friends.
Oh, that's so dumb.
Well, it's so dumb.
I mean,
well, let's go check the elephants out then.
Right, exactly.
I want to go see this. That's pretty
four
heavy.
Four large elephants. And how did they, like, you know, travel out into space and see these four large elephants?
Crazy
they got
stuff.
Pictures for us?
The Bible, creation made of invisible elements, Hebrews 11:3. Science now, creation made of invisible elements, atoms. Science then, science was ignorant on the subject. Every time you step away from the Word of God, you become an idiotic ignoramus,
mm-hmm.
and you deserve the scorn that you're going to get sooner or later. Each star is different. 1 Corinthians 15:41, the Bible declares. Science now, each star is different. Science then is all stars were the same. How would they know?
Oh,
you know, sometimes it's good for us not to know, and that's what make God's. That's what makes God God.
Well, you know, see,
I'm having a bad day.
I gotta say this. Okay, so billions and billions and billions of years ago, people were sitting there in their caves with their pencils and their paper.
Totally.
And it survived billions
and their
billions and billions of years.
Texting each other.
They pass it down to the scientists who got there. Well, they couldn't have cell phones.
You know,
scratching in the dirt.
That begs the question: what did the Earth do up until the point that they got here? Especially, I'm speaking to the environmentalist whacks.
Yeah, well,
I got to save the earth now. What did we possibly do to survive this long? But oh, you must have blew into existence just in time to save the rest of us globs, right?
Well, you know, as the Bible tells us,
ridiculous.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. It seems
that's like
you know, like you said, what did they do for billions of years, quote unquote, you know, before they got here? All they do is they make bigger fools out of themselves.
They do, and they do it shamelessly. And really what it comes down to is it's absolutely redonkulous.
Totally redonkulous.
Totally redonkulous.
Just redonkulous.
Not even a little redonkulous. Totally redonkulous.
Absolutely redonkulous. I mean, Chuck makes you chuckle. You think of it. The Earth sat on four elephants, and then the Earth sat on. It's like, really? I mean, really?
Where did the elephants come from?
The elephants, what do they stand on?
But wait a second. And the other thing that I started to think about was the fact that you were talking about billions of years ago. It's interesting. Even little kids will say, Daddy, why is it that every time we check something else out, and like, for example, when you watch a Walt Disney documentary on animals
or something, the
Earth, they're always different ages. The Earth is 5 million, and then some people say 120 million, and some people say 100,000 people. And it's interesting, the numbskulls that you shoot these things out of their mouth without even asking the question for themselves.
You would think that at least all the fools would gather themselves together. And the Bible says, you know, that he who says there's no God is a fool. So it's the proper word for them.
Yeah, and by the way, right after that, and it says that they have done abominable things. And that's exactly right. They have done abominable things. And who are those that do the abominable things? Those that say that there is no God.
That's right. And you think at least they could have done is all gotten together in a room and at least agreed on the date. I mean, come on.
They don't 500 even believe
million.
What they're saying.
Exactly. But don't you think if they're going to at least be somewhat believable, at least say the same thing? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay, wait. The scholar wants to interject thought.
I just looked up online, and it says the Earth is 4.543 billion years old.
Oh, billion now.
No. The moon is
4.53 billion, and then the Milky Way is 13.21 billion.
I want one of them.
Okay, hold on. They even
candy
got the points
good right
in
now.
There. The points. 13.54.
Yeah.
I mean, where do we get the 0.54 in?
Oh, you know, but people stand back and say, well, you know, they must know what they're doing. Really?
I read it
well,
in my book.
The only one that can tell you the future is a prophet of God, and the prophet is named Jesus Christ. Folks, in Minnesota here, they can't even forecast the weather 90% of the time to be right. And you want to listen to these fools that want to tell you what happened billions of years ago and millions. Folks, the number's never the same.
Yeah.
It's always changed up. Why? Because it's confusion to face. And by the way, that's what it's all aimed at, is getting you away from the Creator, and it's to bring confusion to face. And that's what it does. The Bible, light moves. Job 38:19-20. Science now, light moves. Science then, light was fixed in place. Always coming right back to the Word of God. Air has weight. Job 28:25. The Bible teaches air has weight. Science now, science then, air was weightless. So are their heads.
Airheads.
Airhead.
Is that the term, airhead?
It is. I mean, geez. I mean, you can't take. There's no credibility with these people.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Wind blows in cyclones, the Bible teaches. Ecclesiastes 1:6. Wind blows in cyclones, science now. Wind blew straight, science then. The wind blew straight. Really? Tell that to the leaves in my yard.
Yeah, just look at them.
What a bunch of knuckleheads. The Bible, blood is the source of life and health, Leviticus 17:11. Science now, blood is the source of life and health, just like the Bible says. Science then, sick people must be bled.
Yeah.
Used to be called bloodletting.
Yeah. They did it with George Washington, John Adams. If they would have read the Bible, they would have found out that life is in the blood, so it would be kind of important to keep that inside.
Wow. What... You can't fix stupid.
I know. It's, you know, when you said that, that's true. Because when they say, you know, that the wind just blows in one direction, it's like any two-year-old child can look outside and observe the leaves during the fall time and see them in a big swirl, swirling here, there, everywhere. It's just,
thank you for reinforcing my point.
I'm saying even the child, you know, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a child. Even a child can observe what a foolish adult can't.
Ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains, 2 Samuel 22:16 and Jonah 2:6. Science now, ocean floor contains deep valleys and mountains. Science then, the ocean floor was flat. Yeah, just like their heads.
Flatheads.
Hey, folks, I got to give it back, right? They deserve it. They reap what they sow. He who sows to the wind will reap the whirlwind. Ocean contains springs, Job 38:16, Bible. Science now, ocean contains springs. Science then, ocean fed only by rivers and rain. The Bible, when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water, Leviticus 15:13. Science now, when dealing with disease, hands should be washed under running water. Science used to teach hands washed in still water. Really?
Yeah.
Let's use a little common
all we need
sense
to
here.
Know is just everything we need to know is in the Bible, so pay attention.
And that's what it always goes back to.
Yeah, the Word of God.
And that's what's crazy about it. Keep life simple. Just believe what the Word of God says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. There's just some things we're not supposed to know, and that's what makes God, God, all-knowing.
That's right. Absolutely. And what we're doing is we're spreading this message across the nation, so please do support us. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty today so we can expose the foolish and bring the light of truth.
Exactly right. Tear down our father's altars, folks. How ridiculous they are. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you soon. See ya!
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.